This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. Marathon had a lot of celebrating to do this weekend as both the girls and boys soccer teams came away as Section 4 Class D champions. We're now joined on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines by the head coach of the girls soccer team over there at Marathon. That's Bethann Duncan. Bethann, I can't believe it, but both teams coming away with W's in Section 4 Class D titles. When you came back into town, what was it like? What was the talk like knowing that you get to celebrate not just one section championship for you and your team, but one for the boys' team as well?
I honestly can't believe it either. I'm still haven't really sunk in yet. I think it was just really special for the town to see the both teams play back-to-back on the same field. Is really rare, especially for a section title, because usually the girls are all over the place, like some are in Norwich and other places. And so it was just really exciting, especially because we both played Cherry Valley Springfield. So it was kind of like two small towns coming out for a really big day on Saturday in Oneonta.
I want to go back to Saturday's win, because early on it seemed like Cherry Valley Springfield had a majority of the possession, and then all of a sudden, boom, you and the girls just tack on a couple of scores to make things interesting, with Paige Hurlburt and Janelle Short both getting goals practically 1 minute within each other. I mean, what was that like, striking so quickly to have a 2-0 lead at the break?
I was really in disbelief. I mean, Janelle's been great for us all season on our direct kicks, especially as of late, and she put both right on frame. I mean, obviously the second one, perfect position right outside the goalie's hands, but that first one, to just give your teammates that chance to crash the goal is awesome, and it gives you a chance to try to score. And the poor goalie was put in a tough position. I think the ball was hit to her gloves and then back to Brooke's head and then off Brooke's head to Paige Hover, where she just had to kind of slide the ball right in. And a testament to those two girls for being there and putting the pressure on the goalie, because like in any game, it doesn't matter how you score, you just got to score, and it doesn't have to be pretty. And it was awesome to just see the effort there.
Well, Paige is a sophomore. She got the assist from Brooke Tillotson on that first goal. You have Abigail Ensign, who scored the third goal of the match. She's an eighth grader. Delta Barber, we've chatted with her before. She's only a sophomore. I mean, what is that like, knowing that you have so many young players who are making big-time contributions, and they're also doing it essentially in the most important game of the season?
It's crazy. You kind of forget that you're dealing with girls who are 13 to 17 years old, and you're asking them to step up and be in this kind of position and play well and not let the moment get to them. And I think that's kind of what happened the first 15 minutes. Obviously, both teams are going to be nervous and have jitters, and it's really special. And I think they were just not necessarily zoned in. But right after they scored those two goals, you just see the confidence build in us, and almost like Cherry Valley is a little deflated, right? Because it just happened so quick. And I'm really proud of these girls who just stepped it up, especially at a young age. And I told Abby Ensign right before I put her back in, she scored within like 2 minutes, so many chances, and I just knew one was going to fall for her. And I think she just gets a little nervous up there, and I don't blame her. She's only in eighth grade. This is a section final game. And I just said, just take the shot like you do in practice. Like, she can really rip a shot. And she finally, you know, was set up with a chance and nailed it. And even in that moment, you can still hit it right to the goalie, and it happens all the time. But just told her to calm down, have some confidence, just take her time, and she did. And so I was really happy for her, especially to get her first varsity goal in a section final game is amazing.
That's so cool. Bethann Duncan, our guest here on BTL, head coach of Marathon Girls Soccer. The Olympians going to the New York State postseason after a 3-0 win in the section final against Cherry Valley Springfield. I want to go back to the quarterfinals of the Section 4 tournament, because you faced off against a really good Roxbury team, backs against the wall, double overtime, Delta Barber scores the game winner. What was that like, facing that kind of adversity against a really good team? And really, when you look at the entire state tournament, you faced a lot of adversity going up against a lot of good state ranked opponents.
Yeah, I mean, every opponent we faced except for the first round in Worcester was state ranked, and we were not state ranked, and we came in as the fifth seed. And I know other schools look at us because we play in the IAC, like, we're, you know, we have tough opponents, so our record doesn't necessarily reflect like how good we can be because of the opponents that we do play. But all of these teams have the advantage of playing each other, and they have really great records, and so they had the home field advantage. And I told the girls that it was going to be tough at Roxbury. I'd never been there before. It's 2.5 bus hour ride pretty much from Marathon. And just the bus ride alone was making me nervous about the girls playing. But when we get there, it's a very small field. The school is K through 12 in one school. And it was just a tough environment. So I knew that they had to be ready and they were ready for a fight. And somebody was looking out for us that day because Roxbury had their chances. But our goalie, Christy Wally, played the best game I've ever seen her for her career. Kept her team in the game. And I just knew that it was going to be a 1-0 game. I didn't know necessarily who would turn out to be because at that moment, again, we had so many corner kicks we gave up to Roxbury on such a small field. And kudos to them because they're, again, a young team and they'll be back as well. And that's a tough place to play. But our girls just stuck with it. And again, they're just somebody else in every game has really been stepping up. And Delta just waited for the defense to make a mistake and buried it. And it was awesome.
You mentioned Christy's name, and she has been so effective for you and your team in goal. How have you seen her game progress from the start of this season to where we are now here in November?
You can just see it during warmups. She's in the zone. Like, I can just look in her eyes, and I know that, like, she's got her team pumped up and ready, and she's a captain, and she just knows, like, this is it for her, and I think she's taking it really seriously, and she's like, nobody's scoring on me type of mentality. We've only had one goal scored on us in the four sectional games, which was awesome. I didn't necessarily expect that, especially when we're going against really prolific scorers and like Ari Bosk for Cherry Valley Springfield. But our defense, again, also is part of this too, just keeping it out. And we didn't allow any corner kicks on Saturday, which that was an amazing stat to just tell the girls. I didn't think they even realized it at the moment. So it's just the defense as well. But Christy Wally is just a leader back there. She's talkative, and she just, like, has that game mentality that she's not letting anything happen, that they're going to win this game.
We're chatting with Beth Ann Duncan, head coach of the Marathon Girls soccer team, as they claim the Section 4 Class D title on Saturday with a 3-0 win over Cherry Valley Springfield. You mentioned a little while ago how you essentially play a really tough schedule within the IAC. You're the only Class D school within the conference, but you're going up against the likes of Dryden and Lansing and a lot of other good opponents, Groton as well. I mean, that clearly prepares you for what was ahead with the Section 4 tournament and obviously with what's ahead now with the New York State tournament.
It definitely does. And this year, unfortunately, Southern Cayuga didn't have a varsity team and Whitney Point didn't have a varsity team. So we were looking to pick up games. And I knew it would be best for us to try to pick up games with better opponents because the only way to get ready for the postseason is to test yourself during the regular season. So we picked up a game with Union Springs. And it ended up turning out we did one game on Saturday and then we played them again the next 3 days later. And that turned out I actually went on a 4-game losing streak. And I think it was just a really tough time for the girls. Like, they lost their confidence. We went into the streak 6-0 and ended at 6-4. And it just shows that, like, there's definitely highs and lows to the season. But for them to really turn it around and take this postseason very seriously and know that they could do something special if they played well and came to play hard, that they could really do it. And I think that's just a testament to what the battles they've been through, because they've really just been through a lot and knew that they played bigger schools, good opponents, that they would eventually be ready for the Class D tournament.
And obviously what's to come is on Saturday when you take on Poland out of Section 3. That's a 2:30 start down in Norwich in the regional round of the New York State postseason. What specifically do you feel like you and the girls are going to be working on in order to prepare for this weekend's regional game?
As far as ourselves, we're not going to try to do too much different. I feel like when I start to mess around with things, the girls kind of overthink it. Instead of just play their game. And we're going to try to stay aggressive because I've heard that they're obviously a really good team. Poland is. They're fast everywhere. And now we're going to play them on turf, which is going to speed up the game as well. And we have not played on turf yet this season. So we're going to get a practice in this week on some turf. We're just going to really work on maintaining possession in ourselves, trying to win those 50-50 balls, because you want to give your team any chance they can to try to maintain possession and not let them get a step on you, because that's when things don't go well for your team. So really trying to maintain possession and stay aggressive. I moved Brooke Tillotson up from the sweeper position in this postseason, and we've scored more goals in the last 4 games than we have within like 6 or 7 games during the regular season. And I think it's just shown that we've been aggressive and we're just looking to be more offensive instead of just playing with our heels back on the defensive end. And it's also helped our defense too. They're just doing a great job of getting everything out and trying to find the girls on offense to try to move the ball up the field.
It's been a heck of a run so far. Can't wait to see what you and the girls do on Saturday and hopefully beyond that as well. Beth Ann Duncan, head coach of the Marathon Girls Soccer Team. Thanks so much for stopping by BTL. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.